Saks Art is a contemporary fine art gallery that was founded with simple goals to showcase local and regional artists and in the process highlight Saxapahaw, North Carolina as a positive, growing, creative cultural community. Saks Art is located in the heart of Saxapahaw in the historic Sellers Building, and it's fast becoming a vital part of the contemporary fine art scene in both the Triangle and Triad regions of North Carolina. New shows are mounted each month, and on Wednesday, February 27th, works by Winston-Salem-based artist Wendell Myers will be on display through the end of March. An artist reception with Wendell will be held on Sunday, March 3rd from 2 to 5, with great food and music provided by pianist Wake Forest University faculty Pamela Howland, Wendell's wife. You'll find links to more information and an online gallery of Wendell's art at wfdd.org/triadarts. Your choice of colors just really excited me there. I mean, I've never seen... It's completely unique. In this case, the shades of emerald and green and purples and dark purples and the way they intermingle, it's not representational art.
To me, what this really is an abstraction based on landscape. I really feel like most of what I'm doing right now is abstract landscapes based on the landscapes around here and the landscapes that I grew up with. I'm a real flatlander, you know, from Kansas and Nebraska and South Dakota. So I see a lot of that kind of flatland environment and the, you know, low hills and mountains around here in a lot of my work.
And if that's a sky backdrop or anything like that, it's really a magical, you just create a, I don't know what time of day that it could be, or that's not important, but it makes you wonder and it makes you, I kind of get sucked into that image.
Well, that's what I'm after. I'm not after anything really literal, like these landscapes aren't a particular place. They might be a particular region or type of region. I'm after an evocation of what that landscape would make you feel like.
It's a neat combination of, in the second image there, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the beginning of time or earth and, you know, volcanic. There's so many, there are the dark colors and then these bright colors, washes of color. It's something in motion. There's something percolating there.
I want a lot of motion and energy in these things. In a number of my things, I do have a kind of juxtaposition of light and dark, kind of a way of talking about the fact that life is light and dark. Not to be maudlin or anything, but there's always darkness lurking. It's always right around the corner.
A lot of artists will embrace an approach, a gesture, a texture, and work it and work it and work it to what some would say that's an obsessive level. Others would say they're just trying to work things out. At what point do you decide, hey, I've taken this as far as it's going to go, I need to change gears here and try something new? Or do you ever do that?
Well, I don't know. That's hard to predict. You know, even thinking in terms of this show and the work I've done for the last year, you know, I've done probably around 100 paintings in the last year, all using the same process and basically the same ideas. And it does occur to me to wonder, well, how long am I going to want to do these abstract landscapes? And I don't know. I mean, the landscape is so much a part of our experience as human beings. I mean, it's all around us. It's all different. It changes every day depending on weather and time of day and where we are. So it could go on forever.
Winston-Salem-based artist Wendell Myers. His unique abstract landscapes will be exhibited at Saks Art, a contemporary fine art gallery in Saxapahaw, North Carolina, from Wednesday, February 27th through the end of March. An artist reception with Wendell will be held on Sunday, March 3rd from 2 to 5, with great food and music provided by pianist Wake Forest University faculty Pamela Howland, Wendell's wife. You'll find links to more information and an online gallery of Wendell's art at wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.